Who did a dog talk with Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Ball? 12 to 3. By the grace, by the grace, by the grace of the just for a soul.
Good afternoon. What a beautiful Tuesday. I'm standing in for Pastor MB Mamabolo on the show that is called Who Need a Doctor. The time is exactly 5:12 CAT Central Time. I know that now there are people who are from lunch. Some they are going to lunch. As you are on lunch, or as you are about to go to lunch, you are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. You can interact with us this afternoon on the following number, +27 83 289 4658 +27 83 289 4358 +27 83 289 4658. You can use that number to WhatsApp us, or you can go to Skype. When you are on Skype, you just say UTGM Radio, or you can send us email that is say radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to Facebook, you search for By the Grace Radio, then you like the page, you start interacting with us. Or what you can do, you can go to our website, you say www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, there's a chat box where you continue to chat to us. You use your email address and your name, and you start chatting to us. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm standing in for Pastor Miss MB Mamabolo on the daily show that is called Who Need a Doctor. Now let's just do this.
Who Need a Doctor with Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo? 12 to 3. By the grace, by the grace, by the grace of the just for a soul.
What we are going to do is, we're going to play the song by Jimmy D. Samist that say, "You will be done." After this song, we will pray and ask God to be with us today on the show that is saying, "Who Need a Doctor?" Just enjoy this song for a few minutes. After this song, we will pray.
In my life, let your will be done. Will be done. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
Continuing, as I told you that after the song we will pray and we continue. Indeed, we have prayed. Now what we are doing is we are going to continue reading our scripture. I want to say to those who are birthday today, I want to say to them that happy birthday to them. Whoever who is birthday now, I just want to say to you that happy birthday, and may God add more years, may God add more days, may God add more seconds to your calendar. It is awesome, and we thank God because He is always God and He will never change. His name is Jehovah. Now what we are going to do is we're going to continue with our scripture for yesterday on the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse number 12. We're going to start from verse number 12. Remember yesterday we started from verse number 1 until we arrived at verse number 12. But we did not go much deeper. Now, in summary, if you start from verse number 1, you will understand why it came to verse number 12 when Jesus said, who need a doctor. That is the name of our show. This is a daily show that is always started 12 o'clock until 1500, which is 12 o'clock CAT Central African Time until 1500 CAT Central African Time. I am broadcasting here in Lisbon, which is awesome, and we thank God today because God is good. What I want to say this, to you, that we thank God for whatever that He has done. We thank God for everything that He is continuing to do in our life. You know, as I speak now, there are people who did not make it. They passed on. We no longer have them with us. But I thank God because we're still here and God is still in charge of our life. God is in charge of us. We're still here rejoicing and shouting the name of Jehovah. Now, I don't know. Let me just ask you this question. How is your day? How is your afternoon? If it is afternoon, but if it is your morning, let me see, how is your morning? If it's in the evening, let me see, how is your evening? We are by the great radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for us, we are shouting the name of Jehovah. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 12. Now, let's just play this song, and after the song, when we come back, we will continue with our scripture reading. But before we do that, let me just remind you.
Who need a doctor with Pastor, Mrs. N.B. Mama Boy? 12 to 3. By the grace, just for a soul.
Lord, have mercy on me. forgiveness ever flowing without end. I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence. Your grace forever shining like a beacon in the night.
That is Michael W. Smith saying, Lord, have mercy. In this wonderful afternoon, we're saying, Lord, have mercy in our life. I know that maybe where you are waking, it seems that things are not well, but the song is saying, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You can say, Lord, have mercy in my business. Lord, have mercy where I'm working. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. Remember, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whoever who have just tuned it now, I just wanna say this word to you, that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. What a beautiful afternoon, what a beautiful lunch. If you are eating your lunch, we thank God. What a beautiful Tuesday, because I realize that when we go to the media, Facebook, people have pasted, they said, I choose so and so and so. We thank God for that, for the grace and the life that he gave us. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 12, it says, when Jesus heard this, he said, healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. That is in the vision called New Living Translation. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read it with another translation. It said, but when Jesus heard this, he said, those who are healthy has no need for a physician, but only those who are sick. That is in Amplified. Now, when you read in the promise, it said, Jesus heard them and answered, healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. Alright, the reason why he said this word comes from the conversation that Jesus had with a group of people. Now, these people, what they did, there was a man who was sick. He was paralyzed. They were calling him paralytic. Paralytic is a disease that you find out you can't even walk, you can't even do anything, you are crippled. Like sometimes it caused by, you find that when you were born, because some people when they're born, they are born with that disease, where you find out that they said this child is paralyzed, is not gonna walk for the rest of his or her life, because they tell you that on a spinal cord there's something that is affecting the child to be like that, especially in the brain. Remember, everything is taking place in the brain. Brain, it controls every part of the body. If your brain will not function correct, it is a problem. Now, when the conversation started, is Jesus saw the man, and he saw the faith of the people who brought Jesus, or who brought this man to Jesus to be prayed for and to be healed. Now, instead of praying for the man, he said the word that, "Be encouraged, my child, your sins are forgiven," because he saw the faith of the people. Now, the group of people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were there. They did not understand why would he say, "Be courageous, your sins are forgiven." I mean, they did not understand. Why would he just say that your sins are forgiven? He said, "Do not be afraid, son, your sins are forgiven. Do not be afraid, son, your sins are forgiven." They did not understand that part. Why would he say your sins are forgiven without even doing anything? Because they were expecting something. Now, yesterday I said there are people, when, for example, when you pray for them, they will be expecting something. When you say to them that you are healed, they're not gonna believe in you, because they are believing that you should give them something. In other words, they are waiting for something. Now, as the conversation continued, Jesus said to the man, to the paralyzed man, before he said that, he said, "With the authority and the power that is given to me by my Father in heaven," he said to the man that, "Stand up and take your bed and go." That is what Jesus said. "Stand up and take your bed and go." Now, immediately, this man, he took his bed and go. But they continued seeing, following Jesus, and until they said to him that, "What do you see?" That's why Jesus, he said, he asked them, "Who need a doctor? Who need a doctor?" That is what we are talking about on this show, that who need a doctor? Who need a doctor? All right. Let's do this as we coming back, as we continue. We just go to the break. Let's just do it.
Who need a doctor? With Pastor, Mrs. and B. Mama Boy. 12 to 3. By the grace of Christ, just for a soul.
They cannot be blind. Say, my Let me say it.
My head's bothering.
Say my hand is blessed, everything is blessed. What a soul, what a soul. Everything is blessed, and my body is the temple of Jehovah. My body is the temple of Jehovah. Everything is blessed. Remember, we are reading in the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse number 12. You can start from number 1. As I was explaining to you why it came to a point when Jesus said, "We need a doctor." Now, Jesus explained that the only person who needs, and he said to them, healthy people don't need a doctor. I'm repeating, healthy people don't need a doctor, but a sick need a doctor. Now, there are different diseases. Sometimes you can be sick in a spirit and you need a doctor. Who is Jesus? When we were growing up in the Sunday school, there's a song that we used to sing. It's saying that Dr. Jesus is here to heal you. Dr. Jesus is here to fill your need. Dr. Jesus is here to restore your life. Dr. Jesus is here to restore your soul. Dr. Jesus is here to heal your heart. Who need a doctor? Okay. They are different disease. The reason why we have the doctor. The doctor, they are trained so that they can look into the problem that you are experiencing. When you are sick, you only need a doctor. I never saw somebody who is healthy, strong, needing a doctor. Now, there are many kind of sickness. There is a physical sickness and there is a soul sickness. A body sickness and a soul sickness. But they all need a doctor. Jesus can heal the spirit and he can also heal the body. God, Jesus, the Trinity of Heaven, they are able to use a human being to heal you physically. Let me put it this way. The doctor, they are going to a school for 7 years to be trained to understand the body. They are trained in others to in the way that they should understand how the body operate. But there's a somewhere where they failing because they don't know how many hairs do I have. They can't count how many hairs I have on my head. But what I'm trying to say is, they've been trained into that department. When you are sick, you need a doctor. When you are sick, you need a doctor, whether spiritually, whether physically, but you need a doctor. But you need a doctor. That is what I'm talking about. That whether physically, whether spiritually, when you are sick, you need a doctor. Let me just say, if you are birthday today, I wanna say to you that happy birthday to you. If you are listening to us now, what you can do is you can interact with us this afternoon by sending us voice notes, by calling us, by SMSing us, by emailing us, by chatting to us on Facebook or chatting to us on our website. I tell you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people who need a doctor. Let's go to Psalm 66, verse number 2. It says, "Have compassion on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony." That's a prayer that he was praying. That, "Have compassion on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony." Now, hear it when you read in the message. The message is saying, "Treat me nice for a chance. I'm so starved for affection. Can you see I am black and blue, beat up badly in bones?" That's what the message says on the Psalm chapter 6, verse number 2. I'm gonna try to say, I'm showing you that who need a doctor. Now, he was praying that, "Lord, I'm weak, heal me. My bones are in agony. I need a doctor." As I speak now, in your soul, you feel like it's better you die. As I speak now, you saying to yourself, "But you know, the way I feel like it's better I kill myself." In other words, is you are sick. You need a doctor. Who is Jesus? Let me tell you, don't undermine the doctors. Because I have experienced that we as a people, we end up being ignoring the doctor. We end up being ignoring they give us, for example, they say to you that you must not do this. But the problem is we end up being undermining them. We must not undermine them. What we must do is we must hear what they say, and we must not forget God. Let me just tell you, now I'm talking about on a physical affliction, on a physical issue. Let's say it happened that, remember, on many occasions, when the devil can bring a sickness, okay, he can bring the sickness in your body. Now God is the one who heals. And on most occasions, let's say for example, like on my case, 2017, I was playing a football. It happened that I injured my hand. And when I go to the doctor, they said, "My hand is broken. The bones in my hand is broken." Now, God used them to help to how can I say, to save my hand. If I did not go there, just imagine what could have been happened. That's why I'm saying the person who is sick, he need a doctor. Wherever that you are, maybe physically you are sick. Maybe you always have this severe headache that you don't understand. But let me advise you, you need a doctor. You need a physician who will diagnose you and check. You go to the doctor, he will diagnose you. But after that, we're gonna deal with it, because the devil on many occasions, he can be able to bring a disease to put you down, because all the disease, they come from the devil, they're not coming from God. The devil is the cause of the disease, but I want to say to you that you must not undermine the doctor's order. Sometimes I know that they say things, but you must not undermine the doctor, because the person who is sick, he needs a doctor. Now, let me just give this you the scenario, because I'm dealing with the deliverance and so on. But I have learned that, let's say for example you sick, because now there's nowadays this what we call sugar diabetes, asthma, and then so all those diseases. Okay, some few months around July, we went to a place called Hamapalle. Now, when we were there, there was this child who was sick. She had an asthma problem. They diagnosed her with asthma. But what we did is we prayed for this child, and the hand of God healed the child. Now, I said to them, okay, don't throw this asthmatic valve, don't throw it. What you do is, don't throw it, because I know that you are healed, but don't throw it. Now, the reason why I was saying that, I realized that their faith is easy. After that, I said to them, okay, I pray, don't throw it. God but has healed him. Has healed her. What happened is, I prayed, God healed her. From that day, she never coughed, she never used it, and then she threw it after, because she realized that really, I am healed. There are lots of people that I saw, we prayed for them, God healed them. They had things which they were using, and we say to them, go back to the doctor, he will check you, and he will tell you that, okay, now you're no longer gonna use this. We don't see anything. Now, they are a sickness that the doctor, they don't know. Doctors cannot heal. Remember, God is the one who heal. But doctor, they will not heal the spiritual sickness. How many people that you know, they went to the hospital, they don't know what's wrong with them. There's no sickness in the body, but this person is sick. In other words, he is sick spiritually. Now, he need a doctor. He need a doctor. Alright, let's continue. We read Psalm 41 verse 4. It says, O Lord, I pray, have mercy on me, heal me, for I have sinned against you. I want to show you that a sin is also a sickness. A sin is also a sickness. It needs a doctor who is Jesus. Now let me remind you that the time is exactly 12:50. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul, I'm standing in for Pastor Miss MB Mamabolo. She's the one who doing the show that is called Who Need a Doctor? Who Need a Doctor? Who Need a Doctor? Wherever that you are listening from, you're listening to a station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. What a beautiful afternoon, what a beautiful day, what a beautiful Tuesday. We say, who need a doctor? Okay, let's just go to break. When we come back, we just play a song. When we come back, we will continue with our show. It says Step by Step by Michael W. Smith. Just enjoy the song. That is Michael W. Smith, Step by Step, Hallelujah. Let's just go. Wherever you are, join me. Let's do it. This is Step by Step, Hallelujah. What a beautiful Tuesday. We call it Tuesday. Like you choose somebody that you have. Hallelujah. Michael W. Smith. Let me take with you 5 minutes. Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm standing in for Pastor Miss MB Mamabolo on this show that is called Who Need a Doctor? Psalm 41, verse number 4. Hallelujah. It says, Oh Lord, I pray, have mercy on me, heal me. For I have sinned against you. Now a sickness is also a disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Michael W. Smith. Michael W. Smith saying that, Hallelujah. Step by step. Step by step. Yes. A sickness, a sin, is also a disease. Let's go to Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the broken hearts and bandages their wounds. He heals the broken hearts and bandages their wounds. You know, as I speak now, the person that you love, she in other word called, maybe you were in a relationship with someone, believing that you're gonna build a family with that person. But as I speak now, that person decided to break up with you. And you find that you have spent lots of money. But unfortunately, that person decided to withdraw. And you are broken now. Your heart is broken. You feel like the people are seeing you. You feel like it's better. I die. It's better I just leave whatever I'm doing, because they left you. But now, in the book of Psalm 147, verse 3, it's saying that he heals the broken and bandages their wounds. Now, your heart is broken. He will heal you. Your heart is broken. He will heal you. Because his name is Jehovah. He heals a broken heart and bandages their wounds. And let's continue. We go to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 14. It said, Oh Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. If you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be saved indeed. Now, he will never leave you. He will heal you. Because his name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha and Omega. Ancient Word. That is Michael W. Smith. Just enjoy the song.
Bow to worship you, God.
world of wonders. I'm still listening to you. Mother Grace Radio, the station that promotes to the heart and soul of the people. We are about to sign off. We have been a good show, and I thank God as I was standing in for me saying, Mama Bolo. What we're gonna do is, as I sign off, we're just gonna do this. We'll continue again tomorrow. As I was saying to you that, and Jeremiah 17:4, he said, "Oh Lord, if you heal me, I will truly be healed. If you save me, I will truly be saved. My praises are for you alone. If you heal me, my praises will be for you alone." Now, why I'm saying this? I'm saying this that when you are sick, God is the one who will heal you. Love you, and we love you. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to be with you. We love you. Wherever you are, stay blessed. Then the song saying, "There She Stand." That's a song that I'm closing the show with. Enjoy the song. We love you. Bye bye.
Seems to say all is lost, gone away, but I know I'm not alone. By the light she stands. There she waves, faithful friend, shimmering stars, westward wind, show the way, carry me the place she stands. Just when you think it might be over, just when you think the fight is gone, someone will risk his life to raise her. Clear blue sky reminds us with red of those that died, washed in white by the brave. She stands.
That is Michael W. Smith saying that there she stands. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in now. I'm saying to you that we appreciate your listening, because you're just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We were talking about who need a doctor. Remember, I'm standing in for Pastor Miss MB Mama Wall on a show that is called Who Need a Doctor. Now, the only person who need a doctor is a person who is sick. When you are sick, you need a doctor. But a person can seek spiritually. Jeremiah 17, verse number 14, it said, O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 30, verse 37. It's saying that, I will give you back your wealth and heal your wounds, say the Lord. For you are called an outcast, Jerusalem, for who you no one cares. I'll give you back your health and heal your wounds, say the Lord. For you are called an outcast, Jerusalem, for no one cares. Now I'm just gonna close the show for now. I thank you for listening in. It has been awesome. We will continue tomorrow, but at 3 o'clock, just tune in and listen to String Hills and Talk with Koke Jomkanzi. Now, I'm just gonna sign out. We will be playing some songs, and we thank God. But before I do that, let me just say, we must say this. Jesus, you are able. Enjoy the song.
What can't you do, Jesus?